dead man, ignorance of the original kingdom, God's original plan, God's original idea, God's original purpose, not knowing about it, having church all around it, but don't know what's really going on. Living and dying like mere men and mere women when all the time, man, we the sons and daughters of the Most High God with all power. We quote the scriptures and preach about them and everything else, but when it comes down, man, to walking in the reality of that, that's a different story. Boy, he went to the devil's house, into his camp, into his domain. And when that devil saw him come, he said, oh, Lord, if you the son of God, say, are you really him? Are you really that one that God, the creator God, told me about back in Genesis chapter 3, that the seed of the woman was going to bruise my head, was going to destroy my authority, man, that I stole from mankind, that was going to strip me of my authority and my power and my dominion, man, and my rule over mankind? You the one that he promised that was going to come and bruise my authority, bruise my head, and put me back, man, where I belong, man, under his feet? Yeah, I'm the one. And boy, the devil starts saying this and that. Oh, if you the one, Lord. He took him on the mountain and showed him all this stuff. He said, hey, listen, if you bow down and worship me, man, I give you all of this. He said, hey, listen, I ain't come for you to give me nothing. I come to take back, man, what you stole. That ain't yours in the beginning. You can have all of that anyway. I don't want dead, man. I'm coming to reestablish and restore, man, God's original plan and purpose upon this earth. For this earth here, boy, when I get through, man, finishing the work and the Holy Spirit get through finishing the work, this earth, you, the false prophet, this Jesus talking to the devil when he talking about if you the son of God, hey, I give you all this. He say he did all of this and everything else and you, and the false prophet, and the dragon, and the antichrist. In other words, that's Satan and all his demon co-hosts and all those men who will join in alignment with him, who will reject God's love, is and the earth. Y'all gonna be folded up, being cast into the lake of fire. And when all y'all gone, even this system, not even the earth, God said that I'm gonna create, man, a new heaven and a new earth. Not the heaven where he live in, a new atmosphere in this earth. Why? Because my plan and my counsel are going to stand. Well, what was your original plan? I planned for it to be in your life here on the earth, said the Lord, just like it is in heaven. What's that? That's his original idea. I plan to extend, man, the governing authority of heaven. To extend the culture of heaven to earth, to your domain, through you. Not me. Listen what he said. He said, and God said, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the earth, the cattle, and over all the earth. Who? He didn't say let us. Because if he say let us, then that would have given him legal right to come in and interfere men in our domain. But he didn't say let us. He said let them. He was saying then, okay, hey, the heavens belong to me. The earth is your domain. Now you rule and you reign over it. I'm going to take myself out of the equation. This yours. This your territory. This your domain. You the king over it. And if you allow, boy, if you just, man, follow my simple instruction, just follow my command, just follow my word, just obey my law. What law? Be just like me. Be just like me. Walk in integrity. Walk in honesty. Be just like me. And don't eat off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because when you eat off that tree right there, then you're going to separate yourself from me and you're going to die. This is all in God's, I'm talking about his original idea. I'm not talking about like we know it now, having church and all. Man, listen, it's much more to that than this. That's the reason, just having church and everything, that's the result of us, man, preaching the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that he preached. Because when you preach the gospel of Jesus, then all you can do is have church and develop religions and rituals and ceremonies and all those other things and everything else. And perhaps, man, that'll get you, man, to heaven, man, when Jesus come back, man, to get us, to return to Jesus to get us. But, man, you know, hey, that's not God's original idea. Jesus didn't come, man, and bring you to heaven. He came to bring heaven to you. I ain't say you ain't going to go to heaven. Yes, we're going to go to heaven. Perhaps that's where the marriage supper take place, at the wedding and everything else. But after that, maybe we coming back home. Watch, to a new heaven and a new earth. So Jesus said, hey, man, I don't want that. That's going to be thrown away. I come to reestablish, man, God's original plan. I come, man, to plant another garden. Well, not another garden. I come to reestablish the Garden of Eden back on the earth. And I come, man, to let mankind know that, boy, you can come on back into the Garden of Eden now. Those angels, man, that kept you out of it, your sins that kept you out of it, your shortcomings that kept you separated from your Father in heaven and all that he has for you, all that's been taken care of, and those angels with those flaming swords that, man, protected the Garden of Eden from you getting back and eating off the tree of life and all those other good trees in the garden, man. Them flaming swords and that angel with those flaming swords, man, they've been called back up to heaven, man. There ain't no more angels there with no flaming swords to keep you out. It's a door there now. And Jesus said, listen, man, that door to all of the kingdom of heaven and back into the Garden of Eden, I'm that door. Only way you can get in there is through me. So, man, you know, so he didn't come preaching, man, the gospel about him. He come preaching, man, the good news about all the stuff that was behind that door that was our inheritance. Listen, I'm not talking about all the stuff that was behind the door, all the blessings of heaven and everything else and all the attributes of heaven and all that heaven consists of, boy. Because he wasn't just preaching that. He was preaching the good news about that. He said, that's yours. That's your inheritance. That's available to you. That's at hand. That's within your reach. That's for you. That's for you right now. I come in to reestablish God's original idea for your life on the earth. And it wasn't for you, man, just to go up, get up, and go to church on Sundays and then try to live good, man, so you can get to heaven and everything else. No, that ain't his original idea for your life. His original idea for your life was not for you to go to church or to have church. His original idea for your life was to be the church. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something while I'm right here. We'll talk about this in broadcast to come. Oh, Lord, can I go there, Lord? Yeah. It's a difference between having church and being the church. Let me say something right here, too. Hey, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ is not a religious organization. It's really a governing authority. Church is not a religion, man. Church is really, man, state. Church is government. Church is call out one. Church is like, man, how can I say it, Holy? Church is like the cabinet. Like in the democracy that we have here, you know, you got the president, and then you got, man, his cabinet. Those are not voted in. Those are selected, man, by the leader. So all them guys there that they have in there, Secretary of State, Secretary of Agriculture, and all those different cabinet members and everything else, that's the church. That's the president's church. That's his call out one. What? To get his administration, man, and man to help him, man, carry it out, man, to establish that man in this United States in this country. Who are those? That's his cabinet member. That's his call out ones. What are they purpose, man? To help him, man, establish, man, his administration on the earth. They weren't having no church. Listen, Caesar had Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. My church is an indication, man, that he didn't say, upon this rock, I'm going to build the church. He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. My church is an indication that, man, there are other churches too. Like I told you, Caesar had a church. The Sanhedrin Council had a church. The Pharisees had a church. The Sadducees had a church. Who are these call out ones to get the administration of the Pharisees, man, and did implement it, man, and carry it out, man? Same way with all of them. Same way with everything else. Same way with that. That's not a religious word. It's really a political word. The devil, man, has tricked us, man, into separating church from state when church is state. I told you, boy, church ain't no religion. Church is a political organization, man, a political group, man. To do what, man? To establish, man, an administration upon the earth. What's Jesus' church? His called out one. Who's going to get his administration? and help him, man, establish that in the earth, man. Not the same songs and preacher sermons and everything else. Those are everything else that we do, man, man, to develop us, to grow up so that we be in that process that the Holy Spirit took Jesus through. What process, man? For us to grow in the Spirit. Listen, the same divine process that God took Jesus through is the same divine process that he's taking us through. Just like Jesus Christ was born of the flesh and then born of the Spirit too, just like you and I. Just like Jesus Christ had a natural birth, that's Jesus, that's Mary's boy. Then he also had a supernatural birth. Ooh, that's Christ, that's God's boy. Same thing with you and me. We had a natural birth, we came through the will of our parents, man, and then when we got saved and born again, we had a supernatural birth by the same Holy Spirit. Then the next thing they do, man, then some of them, man, those of us who, they say, hey, have you heard of the Holy Spirit? They say, we ain't even heard about it. Then those, they start receiving, man, that word of God, man. They start receiving, man, what God said and taking what God said and applying it to their life. How, boy, when they receive the Holy Spirit. Then after that, boy, he puts you in churches and give you a pastor out of his own heart and everything else. For what purpose, man? For you to have church and sing songs and to feel something? No, so for you to grow up, for you to grow, for you to learn how to walk and learn how to talk and learn how to live and learn how to, man, walk upright before God and live upright before God and talk upright before God. How to be what? Who you really are. We made it, man. He said, listen, I give you apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and churches. For what purpose, man? For the perfecting of the saints. Ain't for you to, man, get your emotions stirred up and everything. It's to perfect you, to train you up, to build you up, to strengthen you. What? For the work of your ministry. What you mean, man? God got a plan and purpose for your life, too. It ain't the apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors that have ministry. All of us have a ministry. All of us have a purpose, man, and an assignment and a mandate that God has for us, man. All of us are his called out ones to help him establish his administration upon the earth. Not the Baptist administration, not the Methodist administration, not the Church of God of Christ administration, not the Buddhist administration, not the Christian administration, but his administration. To find out what his administration is, what he's doing. And, man, this is what he's doing, man. He wanted to be on earth just like it is in heaven. He had that on this earth. And he had that going on his earth. He was walking and talking with Adam in the cool of the day, all mankind, and it was no unbroken fellowship. That's why I say we're talking about restoring. I'm talking about something that was already here. Rediscovering, man, you listen. That means something was lost. This ain't no new thing. God's trying to restore. His redemptive work, that's a means to an end. What's his redemptive work? All the good news about Jesus, how all he did and what he came to do, and all the things about Jesus and everything else, and how he died up on the cross. All that's his redemptive work that redeemed our life from the destruction that we was living in. But that ain't it. That's just the door. That's the means to what? To the restoration. We've been preaching the redemptive message of Christ. And never preach, man, the purpose for it. What's the purpose for it? So that everything that we lost in Adam could be restored back to us. What we lost in Adam? We lost sovereignty. We lost dominion. We lost royal power. We lost who our true identity was. We lost our kingship. We lost our domain. We lost our territory. We forfeited all that, man, and gave it over to the enemy. And instead of us fulfilling our mandate and our God-given assignment, man, to, man, administrate his rule and his reign on the earth, and so that it can be on earth as it is in heaven. May God restoring that. That's his restoration message. What's the restoration message, man? That's the gospel that Jesus preached. That's the gospel of the kingdom. He didn't just preach the kingdom. He preached, it was a gospel about this kingdom. The word gospel is evangelium, a Greek word. It just means glad tidings or good news. He wasn't just preaching anything about the kingdom and everything else, man, and demonstrating it and showing it to us. But the good news that he preached about it was, it's right here. This is what he said. It's that, after he put the devil on his feet And the Bible say he returned then in the power of the Holy Ghost. What he was, man, he was born of the Spirit. He received the Spirit. Three, he grew in the Spirit. Number four, he was baptized in the Spirit. Number five, he was filled with the Spirit. Number six, he was led of the Spirit. And number seven, the divine, seven divine process of God. Number seven was what? Then, man, he returned in the power of the Spirit. Glory to God. And from that time forward, he began to preach. And what he, this is what he was preaching. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. You say, what you mean repent? Hey, listen, everything that you've been doing is in hope that you make it to heaven. Repent. Change from doing that. Why? Because, boy, the kingdom of heaven then came to you. Most everything that we do in our Christian religion, man, is try to do right, live right, and go to church and everything else, man, and hope that, man, when we die, man, you know, we make it to heaven. Jesus Christ say, repent of that. In other words, man, change from that. Change your way of, change your concept. That's the wrong, repent, man, from that. Why, man? Because, man, I didn't come to bring you to heaven and get you to try to live right, man, so that you can make it to heaven. I come to bring heaven to you. I come to bring it to you. I come to restore to you, man, God's original plan. What? He wanted to be on earth just as it is in heaven, and he want to do that through you. He can't do it in himself. He needs you. Listen, God, we can't do nothing without God. But God won't do nothing without us. He need a body. He say, let them have dominion. If he come into this earth and start usurping authority and dominion over us, then he'll be violating his word. He ain't never going to do that. Even if it caused you to be separated from him for a season. He ain't never going to violate his word. And all that thing that he was doing, boy, let me wrap this up. But everything that he was doing was a means to one end. Your whole Bible, from Genesis chapter 1 all the way through the end of it, is the greatest story that has ever been told. And the great, and the stories that's in there are stories of the history of mankind. Watch this, the history of mankind. But there's a bigger picture than just the histories of mankind. What do you mean the history of Adam and Eve? The history of man, you know, Noah and them. The history of Abraham and them. The history of the tribe of Israel. The history of the people of God. The histories of all mankind. Everything else. The stories that mankind begin to tell man and share man about God. History. And then there's something greater than that. What? Not the history that of man and man's word about God, but his story. What? Not what man say about God, but what God say about himself, his self. That's why in that sixth divine step, man, or that fifth step when he was filled with the Spirit, God say, this is my beloved son. I, before y'all, was operating as servants. But this is my beloved son. You've been hearing what my servant Moses said and what my servant Jeremiah said and what all them other servants said, man, after the fall of mankind. But this one right here and what my servants was saying back there, hey, man, that wasn't my permissive, that wasn't my perfect will, said the Lord. That was just my permissive will. That's what I permitted to be. Till I can get back more to my original will, my perfect will. And my perfect will for you, for your life, man, is that, boy, you be just like me. And that, man, you start usurping authority and dominion over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that you confront here in this life on this old earth. And you start flipping the script. You being trained up, man, for the work of your ministry. What's your ministry, man? To help God, man, reestablish, boy, his rule back up on the earth. To help God reestablish what he doing back up on the earth. That's the church that Jesus said up on that rock of what the Father doing and what the Father doing through me by the power of the Holy Ghost. And those who come to the revelation now that they see what God doing, hey, upon that rock, I'm going to be in my church. My church is an indication that there are other churches too. If I say this is my shirt, it's not the only shirt. It's just saying that this is my shirt. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, my called out one, my ecclesia, my ecclesia. And baby, they going to be man with me. And boy, as the Father sent me, I'm going to send them. What the Father sent me to do? To reestablish, man, his rule back up on the earth. To cleanse man them up, man. And boy, and reestablish them, man, back in their true identity. And place them, man, give them an open door, man, to the presence of the Lord, man, back into the Garden of Eden. So that from that place, they can fulfill their God-given destiny. You know why we're having such a struggle? Because we're trying to fulfill our God-given purpose and destiny from the wilderness experience. Through religion. Through the thing that we do to appease God. Through our way of doing things. God said, many are the plans in the man heart. They ain't all bad. But it is the purpose of the Lord that revealed that will prevail. What's he doing, man? He restoring, man, you back to your original place in him. He restoring us back to our sovereignty. What's sovereignty? Sovereign reign. What's reign? Ruling. What's sovereign? Complete rule. Over what? Every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life. You rediscovering who you really are in Christ Jesus. What you really have in Christ Jesus. What you really can do in Christ Jesus. And where you're really headed in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord. What I can do, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Who am I in Christ Jesus? You, man, God's child. You, God's man, beloved son. You, God's chosen generation. You, God's royal priesthood. You, God's peculiar people. You, the royal family of the Most High God. Where I come from? I come from, man, my Father in heaven. And he put me on his earth, man. And gave me a mandate, gave me an assignment, what? To make it on his earth just like it is in heaven. How I'm going to do that, Lord? Hey, through obedience to me, observe my law, and, man, walking in it, growing up in it, man, in what I say. Growing up in what I say. Growing up in what I say, said the Lord. But if you don't know, then get up under the mirror. That's why I said when I started this broadcast, your attitude toward the word of God determines what place God holds in your life. If you got a lackadaisical attitude toward the word of God, you're going to have a lackadaisical attitude toward God. You got to seek, you have to go after your inheritance. That ain't going to just happen to you like ripe cherries falling out the tree. You got to find out about it, man, then you got to go after it. Just like if somebody come and told you, man, you inherited $1 million and you found out that it was really real and true, and everything was right and legit and everything, and that was yours. And, man, all you had to do was go and get it. Ain't a devil in hell could stop you, man, from pursuing, man, that $1 million. If you won that lottery, man, and they picked your number, and they called that number, man, you saw that man on there, boy, let me tell you something. I don't think, man, a heart attack could stop you from getting that. I think that would be enough to heal your heart attack, boy, make you get up in there, man, go get your money. Lord Jesus Christ, come telling us, man, what all we have in him. You got to go after that. But in order to go after that, man, you got to find out what you have in him. But if you've been told, hey, man, you got to quit doing this and don't do that and don't do that. Yeah, you got to quit doing this and don't do that. But, boy, what's going to enable me to quit doing this and do that and put that desire in my heart to quit doing and do it when y'all find out, man, what I really have and who I really am and what I really can do and where I'm really headed. God's original plan and purpose for my life. And, boy, I started running after that then. I go sell everything in that guy. When you discover that the kingdom, the Bible said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that's hid in the field. And boy, when you find that, when you discover that treasure, they say you go sell everything that you got. You come back and buy that whole field. That means, man, your search will be over with. When they say you go sell everything that you have, that means, man, listen, you give up everything for that. Listen, if somebody told you, man, you had 6 weeks to die and you had, man, you know, $10 million in your bank account, man, and they told you the only way that you could, man, extend that 6 weeks of life that you have left, man, into 40 years, man, it'll cost you your whole $10 million, you'll gladly give it up. Same thing, when you discover, boy, this kingdom, man, of heaven and the kingdom of God that's available to you, you'll gladly give up everything that you got, boy, and you'll pursue that. Only reason why you ain't, because you don't know that. That's why they say this gospel they preach, man, has been lost and hidden and buried, and what it's been replaced with is the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that he preached. What he preached? He preached the gospel about you. What we preach, or what we've been preaching, or what the church been preaching, they've been preaching the gospel about Jesus. What Jesus preached? He preached the gospel about you. He said the kingdom of heaven is available to you. He said, as I am, so are you. He said, greater works shall you do. He said, you go and you cast out devils and you heal the sick. He said, you rule and reign in life. You have authority. You have dominion. You recover yourself from the traps and snares of the devil. You come out of darkness into the marvelous light. You. And the good news about it was, and you can. Why? Because more when Jesus Christ began to preach, after he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost, and he began to preach, his first public message, his first message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at your hand. And boy, he started demonstrating it through his life, through his walk, through his attitude, through his being, through everything that was in him. He was portraying and displaying for her who you and I really are. Then he said, man, that's available to you. Then he said, you go and you cast out devils and you preach this message. I close with this. He begun that message, man, after he returned in the power of the Holy Ghost, all through his ministry from that point on, he has had one message, boy. The kingdom of heaven is available to you. He's preaching the good news about what all you lost in Adam and what all being restored back to you in Christ Jesus. He preached that message all through his whole ministry, 3.5 years of earthly ministry, he had but one message. Many aspects of it, but the subject matter to everything that he said was concerning, man, the restoration of God's kingdom back up on the earth. That's it. All through his ministry. Then at the end of his ministry, when they had took him, man, and before, man, when the religious people had took him before, boy, Pilate, and man, Pilate say, man, are you a king? Jesus said, you said it right. And Jesus said, listen, and my kingdom is not of this world. Even at the end of his message, his last message, man, before he was crucified, he's still talking about the kingdom of God. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, man, I could call, man, 10 legions, man, and they're soldiers. Who his soldier was? His soldiers, angels. And Pilate, they'll wipe you out. Pilate, from that time forward, Pilate said, oh, Lord, no. Pilate wanted to let him go. I don't want to mess with this brother here. Why? Because Jesus was talking about, at the end, he was talking about the kingdom. Then after his death and his burial and his resurrection, the Bible said, man, he appeared unto them in the book of Acts, the first three verses in the first chapter. He appeared unto them with infallible proof for 40 days, speaking unto them things pertaining to the kingdom of heaven. At the beginning of his ministry, he preaching the kingdom. All through his ministry, he preaching the kingdom. At the end of his ministry, he preaching the kingdom. When he was raised from the dead, he's preaching the kingdom. And then he gave a great commission, and I close with this and talk to you next week after I say that. At the end of his ministry, before he left, he said, I'm going away, but it's better for you that I go away, because I'm going to send you back, boy. I'm talking about the same power that was upon me, the same Holy Ghost that took me through the divine process. I'm going to send him back to you, and he's going to take you through the divine process, and you're going to go. And do what? And you're going to go and make disciples of all men. How? Teaching them everything that I taught you. What did he teach them? All the functioning principles of the kingdom of heaven. Listen, my time is up, you know. And I like to let you know that it's always an honor and a privilege to minister to you, boy, the kingdom ministry of God. We get into part of rediscovery. Listen, if you'd like further information about it or any recordings of our message, you can contact us at 713-870-3776. Once again, that ministry number is 713-870-3776. Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. Arthur.
We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God.